The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. Welcome to hour two of today's program. We have good news. Yeah, good news, an update. Some of you know, in the past, we talked with our friend Josh Abitoy about what's happening at Grove City College. So people understand Grove City is one of the wonderful colleges in America, where I would say to anybody, you should think about sending your kids there. But there was a kind of a weird period where they opened the door, I think, to CRT. And so they got some pushback from folks like Josh and others. And it sounds to me like, by the grace of God, they did the right thing, which makes me very happy. So we have, to give us an update on really what's going on, Josh Abitoy. Welcome.
Thank you, Eric. It's good to be back. And thank you for having me back on.
Well, listen, the reason you were on this program the last time was because we really want to know, are these places that we think of as, you know, the last bastions of academic integrity, are they sticking to that? And I know that there was some questions about Grove City. And of course, that breaks my heart because I think the world of them. So you kind of updated us a while ago. What has happened since then that falls in the category of good news?
Yes, something very extraordinary happened at Grove City, and it really demonstrates the exceptional character of that school and their history and legacy and the folks that are overseeing the school right now. So the board of directors of Grove City College established a committee to do a special investigation into CRT and mission drift at the school. This was announced back in February, and then on April 20th, just last week, that committee released its report. And I really want to underscore the exceptional nature of what they did. This is a committee of very serious people, leaders in business. There were two federal judges of circuit courts on this committee who partook of it, and they really did a lot of work. They read scores of books and academic articles. They conducted numerous interviews on campus, including both administration, faculty, other employees, students. They really spent a lot of time and gave a lot of long and hard thought to what was going on. That's very unusual for a board to do. And they wrote up a really lengthy report about what's going on with some very, very good, encouraging findings. They have done their job. They have done something truly exceptional that should set the school up for success to faithfully flourish in the coming years. So just a couple specifics to sort of highlight the exceptional nature here. They had some wonderful language in their report on CRT itself and how CRT conflicts with the Christian tradition and the great tradition on its teachings of justice. And to highlight just a few pieces, I'm going to read this verbatim. It's so powerful. But here's what they say. Quote, CRT is incompatible with Grove City's vision, mission, and values for many reasons. Here are a few. CRT evaluates people on the basis of race, alleged racial traits, and the sufficiency of their anti-racist works. Here's another. CRT condemns people according to their alleged complicity with racism or racist policies and institutions, but its sweeping definitions of racism indict many people solely on the basis of skin color, economic status, and religious or political differences. Just one more. CRT's worldview is impervious to rational argument, and lacks analytical rigor. Indeed, CRT sometimes demeans rational argument as itself racist and oppressive. In this respect, CRT directly challenges Grove City's academic mission. This is just an incredibly clear statement from the leaders of this institution on where they stand, and not just what they stand against, but what they affirmatively stand for. Individual justice, the classical definition of justice that we get from the great tradition and from scripture.
I am so thrilled to hear this because, you know, there are folks out there, they're in this battle. Grove City is obviously one of them, Biola, a lot of these institutions that I am just cheering for, rooting for, should be praying for, because they're in the thick of the battle. And I think we have to be honest and understand how they could get it wrong sometimes, how they could want to say, oh, I should say this or I should say that. And in a way, when you recognize what is at stake, you realize you can't concede anything to the other side, because the other side, and we have to just be honest about this, they're not representing anything that is good. If they were, then I think oftentimes Christians are zealous to find common ground, but we can be overzealous. And when you're dealing with CRT, most people just aren't aware of how evil it is. I mean, this is really not something that you can take lightly. It's scary stuff. But the idea that Grove City was willing to do this, I assume in part, maybe it was because of some of the pushback or criticism they got from you and some others. God bless them for taking it seriously and for doing this deep dive. Now, the statement that they published, it seems to me that maybe other institutions of higher learning can do something like this, or can sign on with this, at least Christian institutions, seriously Christian institutions, because it needs to be clear that you can't let certain things in the door. It would be like talking about, well, there's some people that are anti-Semites and they've been really hurt by some Jewish people and we need to hear them. And you got to understand, like, when you hear people like that, you're opening the door to something really dangerous. So we're not talking about canceling people, but we're talking about how do you navigate? Whom do you hear? I know that they had someone at Grove City, this is kind of what precipitated this controversy, who had put forth the ideas of CRT. I don't know if it was in a chapel. Do you remember the details of this?
Yes. They had a handful of different chapel speakers who gave speeches that adopted CRT premises, right? Nobody got up there and told students, you should believe CRT. But if you've read CRT, you could pick up that those concepts were finding a way into the chapel pulpit in front of the students. One of the main characters that was involved in this was a gentleman by the name of Dr. Jamar Tisby. He gave a speech in which he said that the riots and social unrest over the summer of 2020 were analogous to the Jews in the book of Esther, right? So saying that God raised the Grove City students up for such a time as this to be protesting, you know, on the streets in the summer of 2020. And, you know, he got a lot of pushback for that. And I'll get into this in a minute, but him and some others are now really savagely attacking the Grove City Board for what it's done. But you're absolutely right. I mean, what happened is, you know, there were inroads, and I want to get back to the board's report. One of the very brave things they did is that they admitted that CRT had made inroads at the school. That takes a lot of courage and humility to, I think, admit that people who raised a red flag saying there are problems, to admit that they were right. And the board's report vindicates the parents and the other concerned friends of the school who tried to raise the alarm. And they do so in great detail on the basis of the lengthy investigation that they did. So they found inroads in the chapel, as we just discussed. They found inroads in the training that students were getting. They found problems in some of the courses where CRT was being taught without sufficient critical feedback, right? And to your point, this, I do expect and hope that what the board has done here is going to reverberate throughout Christian higher education. I'm not aware of any other school taking a step like this where CRT has made inroads and then a board of directors directly gets involved and conducts a rigorous.
This is exactly why we love Grove City College and have been cheering for them. But the fact that they did this, man, unbelievable. Folks, if you want more, you can go to AmericanReformer.org. We'll be back in a moment with more from Josh Abitoy. Tell me, Eric, why is Relief Factor so successful at lowering or eliminating pain? I'm often asked that question. The owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and I agree with them. So the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients, yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. Each helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. And that right there, approaching from four different angles, may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. So if you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the three-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you. It works for me. It has for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference. Hey, folks, if you could make money off of abortion or pornography, would you do it? I hope the answer is no. But I want to tell you, Robert Netsley, the founder of InspireInsight.com, he was the president of his local pro-life pregnancy center when he discovered that he owned investments in three companies manufacturing abortion drugs. Well, God helped him to see that he was making money from abortion, pornography, LGBT activism, and the list goes on. And that's why he created InspireInsight.com. InspireInsight.com gives you instant access to biblical values data on over 23,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs so you can invest to the glory of God. You need to go to InspireInsight.com today and screen your 401ks, IRAs, and other investment accounts. I did, and I was shocked. Now I'm able to clean out the junk and invest in companies actually doing good things. Go to InspireInsight.com today and register for free. That's InspireInsight.com. Go there. Folks, welcome back. Later today, actually after this segment, we're going to be talking to our friend Robert Netsley from Inspire Investing. I cannot tell you how excited I am about what they are doing there, but we'll get to him later in the hour. Now I'm talking to Josh Abitoy, who's with American Reformer. You can find them at AmericanReformer.org. And before we go further, Josh, what is American Reformer exactly?
American Reformer is an organization that's dedicating to equipping Christians to address the pressing issues of today. We've got sort of two ways in which we do that. We've got a journal where we have folks writing from a conservative Protestant evangelical angle, going back to some of the great intellectual heritage that we have and making that available for people today. The other thing that we do is we consult with leaders in Christian institutions regarding how they can best navigate the current cultural moment. So our involvement at Grove City, we've written articles about that. We've consulted with folks. And we've been very interested in helping and encouraging Grove City to be faithful. And so we're very happy to see what the board has done in this instance. And I want to speak briefly about what the board's done and then where we go from here. So the board has, in my view, done its work. It's moved the ball forward. They have done as much as you can ask a board to do. They have been very clear. They've been very brave. They're taking bullets for what they've done right now. And they probably knew those bullets would be coming, right? Gatekeeping is what they're doing. And gatekeeping is very unpopular. You know, CRT activists are not used to losing. They're used to winning in major corporations, in churches, in schools. And they're dealing with a situation here where an institution has said, no, that we do not have a home for CRT in our institution. And that's leading to a lot of shock and dismay from activists. But the crucial thing now, right, is the board has done this work. They've made these powerful recommendations for concrete steps that the leaders of the school need to take, the administration, so the president, the other administrators. And this is now the crucial focus that everybody is going to be watching. How will the administration implement what the board has said? And, you know, some of this is going to be policy and personnel. You know, personnel is policy. Personnel matters are often dealt with confidentially behind closed doors, and there's good reasons for that. The board report does not get into specifics with respect to personnel, but at a high level, there does need to be some accountability. The administration that's on hand allowed a problem to grow. They also minimized the problem when they were initially confronted with it by the parents back in the fall. And so in order for the institution to continue to flourish, there's going to need to be some accountability on the leadership and the processes that were in place that allowed CRT to become a problem. Because as we know, boards can't actively manage institutions. You can't have a standing committee that pops up every year to look into these issues. You need people on the ground that are faithfully executing on the school's mission. And so, you know, I think the jury is out in that respect. I think some of the parents are going to be watching closely. They want to see that this report is implemented well in the institution.
Well, look, I think this is the trick. And I think just want to be clear with my audience. Life is complicated when you're dealing with what we call freedom, academic freedom, freedom of ideas. It is complicated. You have to make decisions. That is called leadership. So if you have a Christian organization, somebody can say, well, in the interest of freedom, obviously you need to have Satanists presenting their point of view, and you need to have it. And I think most people know it doesn't work that way. If somebody comes on who's a white supremacist, they would have no problem in saying to that person, we're not interested in hearing from you here. It's a free country. You can say what you like, but not here. They would draw the line. If somebody came that was spewing hatred of any group of people, gay people, whatever it is, you'd say, listen, that's not the way we do it here. We believe certain things, but we have to control how things are said, what is said. It's not a free for all. So in other words, when you talk about the free market or the free market of ideas, you know, that's America. But when you have an institution like Grove City, they're obliged because they have parents sending their kids there to say, you know, that's going too far. We're not going to let that come in. And so when you have somebody expressing, I think where it is right now is what happens is you have a lot of emotion. You have a lot of people, let's say they're not really interested in the ideas. They just see somebody like George Floyd. They think it's tragic. They get angry. And then they say, like, it's time to act out or to riot or whatever. And I think we have to have an honest conversation. And we have to say, yes, we're against racism. We're against racism coming into police departments. Like, nobody shouldn't be against that. But how you deal with it, that's the crucial thing. How you deal with it. So what's interesting to me is that if you're against racism, you have these people saying, like, there's only one answer. It's CRT. And I would say, no, CRT is the wrong answer. It's 100% wrong. And standing against racism is basic Christianity. It's the most basic thing. Why do we need to go to Marxist CRT, which is proposing many things that are antithetical to the Christian faith? So we kind of have to have this conversation, and people have to understand why your option shouldn't be, we don't take a position on racism. Of course you take a position on racism, but I think if you take a position on racism, you're obliged to take a position against CRT. And a lot of people kind of can't process that. They've allowed themselves to be bullied into thinking that CRT and anti-racism are the same thing. Again, if you're a Christian, you know that racism is wrong, but you don't want to embrace a way of seeing it that is equally wrong.
That's absolutely right. And this is really what we want to look for from Christian colleges is, you know, scripturally based theology on the human person, on matters of justice, right? And a clear articulation of what that means. What does it mean? Individual responsibility. It's something very close to Martin Luther King's original formulation about judging people on the basis of their character rather than the color of their skin, right? That statement and that viewpoint is steeped in the Christian tradition and in scripture, right? This is what we believe. We believe in the dignity of every human being because they're made in the image of God. And what we need to see is Christian colleges that have scholars and thought leaders who are putting those ideas forward boldly in an articulate fashion in a way that really leaves no oxygen in the room for CRT and some of the insidious group-based justice ideology that we see from cultural Marxism.
Well, it's interesting, too, because I think you notice in the United States of America, a lot of people with really bad ideas, with fundamentally un-American, anti-American ideas, unbiblical, anti-biblical ideas, what they do is they cannibalize biblical ideas and American ideas like freedom. And they talk about, well, we need to have freedom. We need to all be able to hear our voices. And you think, well, if I follow your logic, I don't get to academic freedom. In other words, they're willing to kind of ride along, basically stealing biblical ideas with regard to freedom and openness and use them to undermine biblical thinking and openness, to undermine American values. And I think that we have to understand we're in an ideological war where these people, they don't care how they win. And if they have to just use your guilt against you to silence you, which is what a lot of them have been doing when it comes to trans gender ideology, CRT, they are using, you know, biblical ideas against biblical ideas. And I think we have to be wise as serpents and not wise as doves.
That's exactly right, Eric. And that's going on right now with some of the backlash that the board's facing, right? So for standing up to CRT, Grove City's being accused of trying to uphold white supremacy.
Of course.
Of libel. That's
it's amazing.
And the attacks are just shocking, right? So this is I told you about the serious nature of this committee and their credentials and their intellectual abilities and the work that they did. And they're coming under attack, you know, being accused of being rubes or fundamentalists who want to burn books and things like that. Nothing of the sort is true. They absolutely want their students getting exposed to important ideas, but they want to go a step further than that. They want to expose them to important ideas and then equip their students with the correct answers, you know, from scripture, from the American founding ideals.
Well, and we're rooting for our friends at Grove City. Three cheers for them. We root for our friends at Biola and at all these places that are fighting this battle, that they would show real leadership when it is absolutely crucial. Josh Abitoy, Executive Director of American Reformer. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Eric.
In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com.
Hey,
Hey there, folks. As you know, about once a month, we like to check in with our friends at Inspire Investing, specifically with the CEO and founder of Inspire Investing, Robert Netsley, who joins us right now. Robert, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me back, Eric.
For people who are new to this program and who don't know what you do at Inspire Investing, would you mind giving us that up front? Because I know there's some folks that are not familiar with this. I am so excited about this that I'll talk too much. So let me just ask you to tell my audience what you guys do.
Yeah, the best way to explain it in a sentence is we help you invest the hell out of your money, literally and figuratively. You know, most people have no idea that there's little devils running around your portfolio, you know, like abortion, human trafficking, you know, pornography companies, those sort of things. So we kick those guys out, and you can just tell Satan the business deal's over.
Say that again. That was too good. We do what?
We help you invest the hell out of your money.
We help you invest the hell out of your money. That is very funny and perfectly apropos. Listen, again, the reason I get so excited about talking to you is because this is a very, very big deal. Folks, if you're listening at home, let me tell you, there is tons of power that we have with our money. And we kind of think like, well, I can vote. Well, you better vote. But think about how you spend your money, and then you think about how you invest your money. Most people have no idea. And Robert, you have apprised us of the fact that many people have money invested with funds that are profiting off of things that we would say, not only isn't that consonant with my values, but it is going directly against some of the things I believe in. And I assume that, you know, we're talking about all kinds of folks and corporations are invested with other people that are not on board with what they stand for, Christian universities, corporations. So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my personal story was I was happy as a clam working at Wells Fargo in their private client service department. And then I stumbled across this, uncomfortable truth that here I am the president of our local pro-life pregnancy center, and I own three stocks of companies manufacturing abortion drugs. And just, I'm actually profiting from abortions. And it's a total disconnect, right? And that's 10 or 11 years ago. But we've helped spread this message along with others, friends in the industry, this awareness that, yeah, when you look inside your portfolio, whether you own stocks directly or if you own mutual funds or ETFs or if it's a 401k or whatever it is, we got to pay attention to the kind of businesses that we own. You'd be shocked to learn that the companies that you are not just supporting through your investments but actually profiting from as an owner, profiting from things that would probably turn your stomach. I was on a webinar last night, actually, with Regent University. This is a university that really has gotten the big picture, and I had several hundred of their alumni on and sharing the story. Just be intentional, be aware of what's in your portfolio, and let's align those investments to support, the values that you care about, biblical values, and instead of just turning our money over kind of carte blanche to the Larry Finks and, you know, BlackRock and all of the world that are promoting these woke progressive ideologies and letting them, you know, run amok with our money and our influence and voting our dollars with these companies. We need to take back that control, be intentional, and start leveraging our dollars, God's dollars, to make the kind of change and impact in the culture, community, in the world that we really should be as stewards of those resources.
Well, I think how many people probably have Disney stock? I mean, ladies and gentlemen, you got to get serious about this. Your money, which Robert just said correctly, is God's money, is invested with folks that they're not just not on board with what you believe, but they're working now, it seems, very hard to undermine everything that you stand for. And so the least we can do is take our money out of those corporations. So, Robert, how does Inspire Investing help us do that? Because some people are going to be, you know, very aware of their investments and other people will not. So what is the standard approach that you would advise?
Well, all roads lead to inspireinvesting.com. We've got a ton of resources available there, articles, research papers. We have a technology called Inspire Insight where you can put in your ticker symbols, stocks, mutual funds, ETFs, and see the granular data of what you're invested in, down to the nitty-gritty of on this date, this company gave this much money to Planned Parenthood, or this company supports this particular, you know, sort of woke legal legislation. And you can see, just first step, learn what you own. And then you can find companies or funds that align with your values. You know, we have our own ETFs, of course. We manage a couple billion dollars of money, you know, trading through the New York Stock Exchange with our ETFs. And, you know, or just find stocks that you're using, or find a Christian financial advisor or financial advisory firm through our website that will help you to do that. You know, there's any number of ways, but the one thing is just don't do nothing, right? Don't do nothing and just, you know, complain about the world and then just like don't do anything about it, because guess what? You're letting them do it, right? With your money. It's ludicrous, and thank God that many people are moving billions, literally billions of dollars every year are changing hands, getting out of the, you know, the Black Rocks and Vanguards, et cetera, those secular firms that are using these dollars to promote their own, you know, leftist policies, and moving into funds and companies that are supporting conservative values, biblical values. It's not a hard change. We just need to be a little intentional about it. So inspireinvesting.com.
It's a huge battlefront, and I just want to encourage everybody. Folks, please, please take this seriously. Go to inspireinvesting.com. Tell your friends. We need to get serious. We'll be right back for another segment with Robert Netsley. Don't go away.
Don't discard me just because you think I mean you harm. But these cuts I have.
Hey, folks, if you listen to this program, of course, you've heard me talk ad infinitum about MyPillow and my friend Mike Lindell. Well, Mike has just announced that you will receive one of his books, and the book is Next Level Insane. It is called What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. It's his story. You will receive it absolutely free with any purchase using the promo code Eric. Did you hear that? It would be a great time, by the way, to buy his warm and wonderful My Slippers. For a limited time, he's offering 50% off My Slippers. We all wear them in my extended family, My Slippers. Check it out. 50% off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use promo code Eric. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including some overstock products, such as individual towels, blankets, comforters, and much more. Or call 800-978-3057. That's 800-978-3057. Use the promo code Eric.
Folks, welcome back. I'm talking to Robert Netsley. He's the CEO and founder of Inspire Investing. And Robert, you were just telling us, really, giving us the landscape. It is amazing to me that people of faith in America, people with traditional values, haven't really thought about what you're talking about. In other words, it only seems like, you know, a couple of decades ago that people realized, oh, I need to get involved and, you know, do what I can in the culture, make sure I vote, make sure I'm involved in the political process. But when it comes to this kind of thing, the amount of money that is out there that people of faith have invested in all kinds of things, it's a staggering. I mean, I don't know. You know, if you can even give us a conjecture on what it was, but the power, the financial power that we have, and the fact that we have been absolutely guilty of abdicating that power to really dark forces, to corporations that are very hostile to American values. We could just talk about American values. I mentioned Disney earlier. I think a lot of people are waking up to this and understanding that it's not a neutral world out there, that a lot of these companies that I thought were maybe good guys, they've gone to the dark side. Talk about where the Smuckers campaign is. That was a shocker for me.
Yeah, the James Smucker Company, five generations of Smucker family leadership at the CEO level. My own family, my grandpa was on the board of directors. We have a multi-generational, you know, connection with this company and as stock owners. And just recently, in the past several months, current CEO Mark Smucker decided to embroil Smuckers in the woke ideology of the Human Rights Campaign sponsoring, you know, this the so-called Equality Act, which is, you know, really a misnomer. Those that are familiar with the legislation, it's, you know, it does all sorts of terrible things, but essentially harasses and opens to discrimination people of faith in the workplace, as well as a whole mess of other problems. You know, basically taking the Smuckers brand and dragging it through the mud and departing from the faith-friendly, family-friendly, you know, brand reputation they've had for generations to win some brownie points with woke progressives. And so we have a petition at AspireInvesting.com. You can go in there, click there, sign this petition, goes directly to the CEO, directly to their investor relations, send an email, share it on social. We're seeing a lot of people gather on that. We got our first 1,000 signers. We're expecting the second 1,000 very soon as the momentum is growing there, and we're seeing more shares going out and really amplifying the voice of you know, people who just don't want their peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to taste like woke ideology. Okay, I mean, let's just make some good jelly. Okay, don't use our dollars to advocate for things that are undermining our very way of life.
Well, it's amazing to me again, you know, because we have to wake up. I mean, if Smuckers doesn't change its tune, I'll be talking about this wherever I go. I'll tell people, make sure you don't buy Smuckers, because they didn't need to do this. They didn't. Folks, you got to understand, they made a choice. And I think the least we can do, if you believe in the free market, you want to say, I don't want to reward choices that are against what I believe in. And I have an obligation, really, once I know that a company like Smuckers has taken this dark path, and it's a very cynical path. They really believe that, well, if we do this, it'll be good for business. Well, you have to make them understand, no, it won't be good for business. It will be bad for business. Or to the extent that I can do anything about it, it won't be good for business, because you're not going to get my business. But we have to get serious. And there are people, there are tons of people, Robert, you know this, that they think, oh, I don't want to be political, or I don't want to be about cancel culture, whatever. They don't understand. You have an obligation not to reward these kinds of things.
By not exercising your, you know, your right and really duty to speak, you are participating in cancel culture. I mean, that's the truth right there. I mean, just, you don't have to be, you know, host of your own radio show or anything like that. But I mean, you gotta speak and let your values be known. Especially if you're a shareholder of a company, you have an open door to chat with these people. And we're seeing, by God's grace, we're seeing companies change their tune. A lot of these businesses just don't realize that people like you and me and all the people listening here even exist. The board members and the CEOs, they live in an echo chamber in some fairy tale land where people with conservative values, people who actually believe the Bible, died out, you know, 1,000 years ago. And I'm not joking. When I talk to media reporters and others, they kind of turn their heads sideways and they're like, well, who do you think is going to invest in your funds or do this or that? Because, I mean, nobody really believes in the Bible. They say these words.
Right.
Nobody really believes in the Bible anymore.
Well, listen, we have to understand that class, they've always had contempt, you know, for the people that would tune in to Hee Haw or the Waltons. There have been vast swaths of American culture that have been sneered at by the elites. They think you don't exist or they don't want you to exist. Folks, listen, they don't have to agree with you. But if you don't raise your voice, if you don't let them know, I'm sorry, but, you know, I buy jelly and I'm not going to buy Smuckers jelly. There are people across America who invest a lot of money and some people who just go to the grocery store. But we have a voice and we have an obligation to be good stewards of what God's given us. And so however you spend your money or where you invest your money, you're responsible for that. I'm just amazed, Robert, that Inspire Investing is – you know, virtually alone in this category. It just seems to me kind of an amazing thing. Do you ever marvel that, you know, God would allow you to be the voice for something this big?
Absolutely, because two reasons. Math was my worst subject in growing up in school, and public speaking was right behind it. You know, I'd pee my pants in front of crowds. And God has a sense of humor, right? He uses the weak and despised things of the world to shame the wise. And anyway, I've learned math, and now I talk to people without peeing my pants. But yeah, it is amazing. But you know, it's what God can do with those of us who just step out in faith. And those of you who are listening, just take a step of faith. And be faithful to honor him, what he's given you. And the encouraging thing is that the movement is growing all over the world. We're not alone. We're probably maybe the loudest voice out there, you know, that kind of thing. But there are literally millions of others who are involved in this and making decisions.
This is absolutely huge. Folks, I want to ask you, please share this with your social media, with your friends. This is very important to the future of this country. You need to take it seriously. I ask you to take it seriously. Go to inspireinvesting.com, sign the Smuckers petition, and check out what else they have there at inspireinvesting.com. Robert Netsley, God bless you. Thanks for what you do.
God bless you. Thank you.
He went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my...
Alvin, we have an important announcement to make.
Oh, we do?
Yes, it is. Actually, it is important.
Yes.
One of our sponsors is Nutramedics.com. This month only, the month is almost done, folks. This month only, they decided a special introductory offer. If you use the code ERIC, you get 30% off of everything on the website. That is huge, okay? It was a big deal when they said we're going to do 25% for 1 week or something like that. They said we're going to do it for the whole month as an introductory thing. So if you're not familiar with their products and you want to try them at a ridiculously low price, use the code ERIC. But it has to be in April 2022.
That's right.
That's right now.
Right now.
But it's going to be gone soon. Pretty soon it'll be May 2022. And then when you put in the code ERIC, you get the 20%, not the 30%. So I want to encourage you if you need melatonin or you need magnesium or you need
zinc. Vitamin C,
you might need
stuff.
Vitamin D or C.
Yeah,
I take this stuff every single day.
So does Ann and I.
And the reason we do that is because we are now aware that you want your immune system to be very healthy, right?
Yeah.
You don't have to get weird injections.
And we're staying healthy over here.
So that's the goal. So if you go to Nutramedics.com, but this is only this month, folks, only this month, 30% off. We should also mention a couple of other things while we're on the subject. If you use the code ERIC at mystore.com, the Bonhoeffer posters will blow your mind. If you don't have one of those, I don't know what to tell you. They're absolutely gorgeous. They're just good. The paper stock, the print, everything is gorgeous. It's a Bonhoeffer poster. It says, "Silence in the face of evil is itself evil. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act."
If you don't have that poster, look in the mirror and say, "What kind of American am I?"
Yes. And if you don't have that poster, you're being silent in the face of evil itself. Do you understand? Do you understand what I'm saying? So you go to mystore.com or mypillow.com. Use the code ERIC. All right. Now we get to the films. There's two films out. One is Whose Children Are They? That talks about, I mean, again, it's amazing where we are in America. But the good news is that people are waking up and people are making films to help us understand what's going on. So the film Whose Children Are They? Deals with this kind of communist takeover of our kids. That you know, the very idea that there are people in leadership in America who think, I get to teach your kids what I want. I don't care what you think, Mr. Parent. Like, you have no voice. And you're thinking, wait a minute. I could have lived in East Germany, you know, 50 years ago, and where they had that kind of attitude toward children and toward parents. But in America, so if you want to see that, go to salemnow.com anyway, because there's a ton of good stuff there. Salemnow.com. Whose Children Are They? SalemNow.com, I believe, eventually will carry 2,000 mules. Yeah. I don't think that they do now.
Yeah, they only carry 1,000 of them.
Yeah, it's only 1,000 mules.
Full boat is coming.
If you want to see 2,000 mules, and who doesn't, seriously, you want to go to 2,000mules.com. I've got to tell you, folks, it's hard for me not to get emotional because this is, you know, I always say, if this is true, well, now I know it's true. I mean, I've known it's true, but the more you see, the more clear it becomes. And so then the question is, at what point, what's the tipping point? At what point did people have to say, oh, yeah, Galileo was right? At what point did it finally get to where they could no longer say, shut up, don't ever talk about that? At what point does the truth come out? The truth is coming out, but it's vital for us to do our part in getting the truth out. So I want to ask you to go to 2000mules.com. I am in the film, but that's not why I'm telling you to go see it. I also want to tell you, finally, folks, there's all kinds of stuff we cannot share on this program, sometimes for legal reasons. So please sign up for my at my website for the newsletter, ericmetaxas.com. It'll tell you where I am, where you can come see me, and we hope you'll sign up for the newsletter at ericmetaxas.com. Please do that. God bless you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.